All right, fighters, today I have Laura Rielli back on the show. She's been here a couple times before throughout the years. Laura and her husband, Matt, own a kick-ass water feature company out in Philly called Aqua Rielli. Really, really well-run, profitable company. And then about 5 years ago or so, she started Landscape Marketing Secrets as another business that she helps contractors with email marketing and sending out email tips and engaging customers and some things like that. And it's been really successful. She's helped a lot of people get some of those marketing tasks checked off their list that don't build up and overwhelm you. And then you feel like shit because you're never doing them. So we talk a little bit about that, but the bulk of what we talk about is just the different ways that we are communicating with our clients and how to up the game. Because when you can really communicate at higher levels the right way with your customers, you are differentiating yourself. You're building more trust, building more confidence, and money and price and all those things become less of an issue with them. So tune in here today as Laura and I talk about communication. And that, let's do it. Laura Rielli, welcome back to the Contracting Fight. How you doing?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Before we hit record here, we were just shooting the breeze a little bit. We had connected at our event, Mile High Profit Summit, that we had in September, 3 weeks ago. And you were like, can you believe it's been 3 weeks already? And I'm like, I can't, because it was like a blur now, but it was good to catch up in person. Hadn't seen each other in person for quite a while. And we got to shoot in the breeze a little and figured we needed to have a conversation here again to help some people. So
I agree.
Yeah. Every time I see you, as we joked, you have your foot in a boot. So that sucks. And I'm sorry. And hopefully you'll, although what did you just say a minute ago? You were like, hey, last time I had surgery, I got to lay in bed and I got a ton of work done over those few weeks. So,
you know, you got to look at the positives, Tom. You got to look at the positives. I do. I get a ton of work done when, you know, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah, you have nothing to do, right? Or you can't, well, you have a lot to do, but you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere.
Right. So I can work.
You can work. Well, cool. Well, listen, I know that one of the things you guys do really well in your company, Aqua Rielli, is communicate. And how many times have we talked through the years about communication? How many contractors have we all talked to? How many of you that are even listening to this right now that are like, you're kicking ass in the craft, you got a great team, your sales are going good, all this other stuff, but you continually drop the ball in the communication game. And Laura, I found that this is kind of the secret sauce.
Yeah.
You know, that totally will blow your competition out of the water when you really learn how to do it in a way that is useful to all. So let's dig into that. Tell me a little bit about what's on your mind with that.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about is, you know, we used to joke when I was in graduate school and I went for marketing communications, oddly enough, one of the few people in life that did what I went to school for. And we used to joke that advertising is the answer. Now, what's the question? So I feel like it's become the same thing with communication, where is text or email is the answer. Now, what's the question? And the problem with that is tone. It's all about tone. And even an example yesterday, my daughter, we were texting and she was coming home from college for dinner and she wanted to come home an hour later than I wanted her to. And I wrote, okay, with a period. She wrote, you wrote a period. That means you're mad.
Wow.
I was just like, no, I'm just weirdly into grammar, honey. Sorry. So, you know, it's amazing how one word can be misconstrued in text, because what you're losing there is the context in the communication.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go through all these different ways, don't worry, I'll do it fast, of how to communicate with people and what is best for when, if that makes sense.
It does. Before you do that, though, you brought up the period. So the queen and I, we end all of our texts with each other and our kids with dot, dot, dot.
Really?
It's funny. It's just like, like it'll be like, hey, what time are you, or you're not a question. If it's a question, it's a question. But like, hey, make sure you let the dogs out when you get home, dot, dot, dot.
See, now if my daughter had seen that, she would have been like, you dot, dot, dotted it. What does that mean?
Well, to us, dot, dot, dot means there's probably more coming.
Gotcha.
Because we're never done as a parent, you know. So, nope. But I do it with everybody. It's kind of funny. I do dot, dot, dot all the time. So I don't know what it really means, but I think we just do it.
We all have our thing.
We all have our thing. All right. So let's dig in. What's the first one we're going to talk about?
Okay. The first one we're going to talk about is email marketing. And there's a reason why, as you know. Email marketing is the number one way our company gets business.
Right.
And this year we've made about $347,000 by using email marketing.
Nice.
So email marketing is wonderful, but it has its strengths and it has its weaknesses. And what I find it's best for is reaching out to people. Like Tom Smith always says, and he just, mm-hmm. the way he puts it is weird. He says, Laura drips all over our customers. Thanks, Tom. It's drip marketing. So I get what he means, but when he says it, I'm like, whoa. So what you're doing is you're constantly staying in touch with people, but not in a sales way, in an informative way. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that people do in email marketing, like special sale, blah, blah, blah. I delete those. Like, I don't need to know. And then I always feel like if I want to know if there's a sale, I'll go look.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do like is when people send me information that I can use.
Okay. So what's that look like? What's something that you would appreciate?
For me, boy, see, I like the pawn tips, but of course I do because I'm in the pawn business.
Yeah.
But even, okay, boy, I'm going to totally kiss butt here, but your emails, you can pay me later. Your emails are a great example of getting information out, and you put your videos in there, which I love and I do for my clients when they have them. Mm-hmm. One client every week, we put his most recent vlog in there. So it's just, I like your email marketing because it's informative. It's things I might want to know and that can help me in my business. So like when we do email marketing this week, for example, we sent a tip about when to stop feeding your fish.
Gotcha.
I've also sent tips on when to plant your, you know, what to plant right now for fall for landscapes, when to mulch, what to mulch in the fall. So they're just informative. And I think if you look at it that way, that email is informative. And to me, you know, not so much troubleshooting severe problems that need to be dealt with by phone.
I know you've had these conversations too, but through the years, I've had so many people be like, oh, I send emails to my customers and I never get any business out of them. And usually what I find is they don't send often enough, right? Like
right.
they're, you know, they send once a quarter and they think that's enough. Or like you said, the body of the message or the headline, subject line and all that is all salesy and this and that. And one of the downsides to email, like you were talking about us, we send, I literally am pulling it up right now because I want to be somewhat accurate. Okay. So email sent contractor fight this week. Sorry, last week, because it's the beginning of a new week right now. Last week, we're about 18,000. Okay. And here's the thing, though. Maybe a third even get opened. Okay.
Right.
There's so many. And, you know, I don't know how deep we're going to go into this, but like if you have the wrong, if you have like a real salesy subject line, it's going to go to somebody's promotions tab or their spam. Yep. If you, you know, there's so many different factors. You, in order for you to get somebody to open the email, it's got to get to the inbox. You know, and there's things like if there's too many images and all this other garbage, you know, that we've talked about before, it won't even get to a place where it can be open. So there's a lot of science behind this whole thing as well.
And one thing that people really, I would say the biggest mistake people make in email marketing, well, the number one, there's three of them. Number one is not doing it enough. Number two is being too salesy. But number three is not collecting emails of every single person you can. And I'd say this is one of the main things I could tell people is every single person that reaches out, because like Tom Reaver says, see, I quote you even when I'm with you.
Uh-oh.
Your customers buy when they're ready to buy, not when you're ready to sell. Mm-hmm. And we have my longest streak was a woman who got our stuff for 8 years. And then reached out and wanted a pawn.
Wow.
And we said, where did you see us? She's like, oh, at this festival. Like, we did that festival at the time, like, you know, 5 years before.
That's crazy. Well, and it's,
and I get your emails and I love your tips. We shouldn't even have a bond.
Well, this is just a marketing thing in general, or a business thing, or a life thing in general. Like, if you want to be successful at something, you know, like we always say, you have to be like water. You got to keep showing up. You got to keep coming. Yep. You have to have that consistency. If you don't have that consistency, then nothing's going to work. I don't care if it's a diet. I don't care, you know, if it's sales training, if it's email marketing, you have to keep showing up. And that's one of the things I've loved watching you guys, not just with Landscape Marketing Secrets and what you're doing to help people there, but also with Aqua Reale, your own company. Like, you're one of the most consistent people I know when it comes to marketing the business, and the proof's in the pudding, because you guys have been kicking ass for several years. And every time I talk to you, you're like, yeah, there was another guy that was on our email list for like 4 years and he just called to buy now, because we kept giving back to what you said originally.
Yep.
Useful information that's not all salesy, but it's like, you know, we could go back to the Marcus Sheridan stuff, right? They ask, you answer. This is really the same shit, right? It's the same thing. If they have questions, give them those answers.
And it's a question a lot of people want to know. When do I stop feeding my fish? What do fish do in the winter? I used to joke that if you push my nose, like a pond tip comes out my butt.
Oh my God.
Just because I have so many tips in my head.
Oh my God.
Luckily, no one's ever tried it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, but you got other trades too. There's, you know, fish and the ponds and stuff. But like, you know, if
electric.
Brad
does it, and Brad Valentine does an amazing job of like, don't trip your breaker. I like these tips and I find them useful. And they're just tips from an electrician. I also work with, what's it called, with builders. And it's like, what to do in the fall. When's the best time to paint your front door? I mean, these are just helpful tips. You know, what color should you paint your front door? How do you look at a color wheel? There's so many things you can tell people. So don't limit yourself. That's all.
I had a friend a couple of years ago. She sent me an email and she was like, I can't figure this out. What is a load bearing wall? Like, it was just something like that she was going to Google for. And she was confused because she was seeing different things. So that's, I'm just trying to throw some ideas out here for people that don't take for granted that everybody knows what you know in your industry, because we don't, you know. The other thing I guess I would say is, we also want to be giving value in the sense of things that are not like real industry lingo, but things that are going to be relevant to people. You know, like you were talking about the fish, or it could be like, well, here, we had Heiner do our landscape and we have a water feature here. And Lee, she was asking Matt when we were hanging out, she's like, well, what happens to this thing in the winter? You know,
guess,
like,
what?
It's just a very normal question for somebody to ask. It's never had a water feature. What, Laura?
I do Matt Heiner's email marketing. So tell her, she will know exactly
there
what
you go.
To do in the winter.
I love it. I didn't even know that. That's cool.
Yeah. He's my client.
Well, that's cool. But that's the point, is everybody... I come from the painting industry, which, you know, and it, you know, one of the biggest questions I got was, what brand of paint is best, or should I use flat or eggshell, or
I would
how
love
do I...
to work with painters. There's so many fun things
oh my
you
God.
Can do with
it. Yeah, there's a ton of things, you know, and so, but when you do this, when you continue to show up and add value, you're positioning yourself as the industry expert. And then maybe once or twice a year, you'd actually send something out that might be like, you know, hey, due to the weather, we've had some gaps in the scheduling, you know, can't work outside for a couple of weeks if we're a painter, right? And, you know, so we have some openings. If you want your interior done, you know, now's a great time to do it. Click this link to schedule a call, you know, or whatever. But yeah, it's funny. I, way back before I knew all the stuff we're talking about now, I literally used to send out those shitty emails about sales and deals, and I never got any work, you know, because, gee, I wonder why. Anyway.
Yep.
All right.
That's one way. There's
one
lots
way.
Of different ways. So let's keep going.
All right.
The second thing is something my husband does, and I'll bet a lot of people do it. My husband avoids phone calls because he avoids conflict. So if he thinks someone's quote unquote mad at him, or like he has to give them bad news, he'll like try to avoid, you know, calling them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have found is our office manager and I, we're like, just give them to us.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when you call someone, the tone is different. They hear an apology in your voice. They hear you working with them. They answer you. You're having a conversation. And I can't stress enough how important that is in any sort of service business. Remember, these people are people too. And when I call them and say, here's what's going on, they're like, oh yeah, I'm having staffing issues too. Or, oh, I get the supply chain. You know, but be honest and communicate. And I think the worst thing you can do is hide behind a text.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we've all been guilty of it. I mean, you've seen in our Shinfu sales training and all that other stuff, guys will post screenshots, right? They'll post screenshots. Oh, I was trying to ask this question, these questions to the homeowner, and it was via text, and it comes across like you're interrogating them. And
right,
like you said, you're missing the tonality.
And the other huge piece of advice I have for everyone is before you call someone, send them a quick text and say, like, I would say, it's Laura from Acreali. I'd like to give you a call. Is now a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't answer the phone if they don't know who's calling.
I don't. So,
right. No one does. So that's my other thing, is just get on the phone, set the tone, be sincere, and call.
Well, and I think especially in those initial conversations with people, you want to have your voice there. I think as you get to know somebody and they're a customer for a while or whatever it might be, a quick text is cool. But anything
Absolutely.
Difficult, anything difficult, or, you know, that's got the potential of being taken the wrong way, you got to pick the phone up. So many issues could be solved. We just pick the phone up.
Especially if you're running behind.
Yeah. And I want to throw this. Are. Yeah. And I want to throw this out here for the, I'm trying not to be an old crusty fart right now, but for the younger people, a lot of the younger people, you've never known a world where you had to talk to people with your voice. And I don't mean, I'm trying not to be a dick about this, but I'm just like, you grew up, like I look at my kids, all my kids are 21 and under, and they've never known a world that didn't have texting, wasn't downloadable, didn't have instant this or that. And I would encourage you guys, it might be totally cool for you, but I would encourage you to pick the phone up because you will differentiate. I promise you. I see so many contractors that are younger get into trouble because they're doing this whole text thing all the time and hiding behind that instead of picking the phone up and having a conversation. There was a guy years ago that we had in one of our programs who was trying to automate so many things in his business that he totally was screwing his business over because there was no human touch.
Right.
Everything was automated. And I think we've all been in a situation, I'm not just with the trades, but you buy something online, whatever. And you're like, I just want to talk to a human being. I just need a quick answer to this thing. I don't have 6 hours to wait for you to reply back with your help desk ticket, you know, or whatever. I don't know. That's just me being a.
If I tell you how many times I scream at the phone, talk to person. My husband and kids are like, here she goes again. Person, you know, and push one and I'll just hang up. So yeah, it's phone calls, but I want to get into some other things too, which people might not think of as ways to communicate, but it all adds up.
Okay.
And that is videos. Mm-hmm. And by videos, I mean a couple things. And I know like Derek, for example, communicates a lot. He makes videos and sends them to customers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I still recommend phone calls first, but I love it as a way of communicating and keeping in touch. And I just wanted to point out when you're doing videos, if you do a video that is linked to YouTube, you can use it in more places and it has better search. Tom Reber taught me that. You heard of him? If you do Facebook videos like my husband does, they're great, but you can't put them other places. So like I like to take vlogs or anything done and I'll include them in the email newsletters.
Right. Yeah.
So just, you know, video is a great way. Again, it's a one-sided conversation though. And I want to make that clear.
Yeah. Videos are great because, you know, like you said, if you get on YouTube and stuff, it's owned by Google and it helps you in search and all that stuff. But the other area that we've been using more and more is like, let's say I have to make that. Say I was going to send a text to you and let you know that I was going to be, we had to postpone the job a day or two. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, we would send, there's services like Vidyard and Bonjuro that are out there where you send a video now and I can tell when you've watched it. And so it'd be like a quick 30-second video where I would go, hey, Laura, it's Tom with Tom's Painting. Hey, listen, remember when I told you there was a small chance that there might be a delay, blah, 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 you know, when we signed the contract, because I'm all about setting those expectations up front, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're having a small delay. I'm going to call you later today, or I'm going to call you in a little bit, but I just wanted to get this message to you as quickly as possible. So now they see your eyes. They're looking in they hear the tone of your voice. You're communicating with confidence, a 30-second little video. And then you can tell when you get notified when you use like one of these apps that they've actually seen the thing.
And I love it.
Yeah. And that's been really good to set that expectation and then followed up with that phone call, you know, and just work out those details. But to me, it's just a little more of massaging the whole experience for them.
As personalized as you can get.
Yep.
So some other things that people might not think about. Well, blogs. Mm-hmm. And blogs are good for two purposes, probably more, but I use them for two purposes. The first one, as we might know, is SEO. Mm-hmm. And blogs, and I can't tell you how many websites I go to, and I just, because I'm a curious person, I click on their blog thing and it's like 2017.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing there.
These people, come on. But blogs are great for SEO, but they're also, they go down to Marcus Sheraton's, they ask you answer. Mm-hmm. And so like I did it, people kept asking about pond predators this summer. So I did this great blog on the different kinds of predators and what you can do to deter them. And then every time someone asked, I would just send them a link to the blog. So anyone in any industry can do this. This is great for plumbing. This is great for painting. This is great for home remodelers. I mean, how amazing. You know what people ask you.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't answer it.
Well, if they're asking us, they're entering it in Google at some point.
Right.
Like that's the thing that really hit home for me years ago was you talked about video before, you know, we have Contractor Fight TV on YouTube where it's a vlog. I'm doing a video blog. And then what we do is we have a blog writer who will take certain videos we do and repurpose those into a written blog post and put it on the website. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So you guys can repurpose these things. And sometimes, here's what's also funny. This is what's cool about blogging. A lot of times, Laura, people are like, I don't know what to do on video. I don't know what to say and all this other stuff. When I get in those moments, believe it or not, when I don't know what to do a video on, I'll go into my past blogs.
Yeah.
And I'll take one and I'll have it in front of me on the computer when I record a video and I'll use it as an outline.
Perfect.
And so, because I've already done the thinking, I already put it on paper and things like that. And again, this, everything you're talking about here with the blogs and the videos and email marketing stuff all comes down to positioning yourself as the expert and building trust.
Yep.
How else do we communicate?
Okay, a couple different ways I want to bring up. And this one is one that drives me nuts too. Website. You don't realize that your website can be one of the first ways people hear about you, see about mm-hmm. you, and feel you. So what I do at every website, now everyone's going to start doing this, I scroll to the bottom and see when the copyright is. And when it says copyright 2017, again, you're like, oh, seriously? Like it takes like 5 minutes. Just not even update your date.
Yeah.
And then update your pictures. I can't say this enough. Pictures are a visual form of communication. So mm-hmm. what we did this summer that really anyone can do, and I thought it was a great idea. This summer, last spring, I was doing something in Dropbox. And I must have had 10 years of photos in Dropbox. And they're just a hot mess of photos. I was like, you know what? I need someone else to do this. So I hired an intern for the summer. And she was our videographer and photography intern. And she cleaned up everything in Dropbox. I love this girl. She's actually still working for us.
Cool.
And she took pictures and video the whole summer. And she went out to before. She went out after. She took action shots. I give her shot sheets. Now, one thing I do want to point out is I paid her because I'm not big on, you know, I looked at her as I would want someone to treat my daughter.
Yeah.
But, you know, so if you say to yourself, you know, well, I don't have time. I don't take good pictures. My staff doesn't. Trust me, my staff takes terrible pictures. Work around it. You know, it's not enough to have an excuse to say, this is why we can't do it. Well, how can you do it?
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, then we went through with all the pictures that Gretchen created this summer and we redid our entire gallery on our website.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many, like you've said it, how many times there's been outdated photos or just not high quality photos. Like, cause you said this is visual communication, you know, and if we're talking about, you know, somebody dropping $20, $50, $100,000 on a project and we can't invest into some high quality photography, you know, it's to me, it's like you go buy a BMW or a Mercedes and you go to their website and it's a shitty picture.
You right. know,
doesn't make sense.
Right.
There's a disconnect there that reduces trust or confidence.
And then what's cool is when you get the pictures, you know, and you can hire a professional photographer, you can do what I did. I mean, this mm-hmm. girl, she's going to school for photography. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but just get it done. I can't say enough how much pictures are a form of communication. And then they go into one of my two last points. See how I did that?
Uh-huh.
Which is social media is one of my last two things. Mm-hmm. Huge, 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 but not the only way. But again, what you can do is, like you said, cross-purpose. If someone does a vlog, I'm going to take that vlog and I'm going to put it in your email newsletter, your email tip.
Yep.
If somebody does a, you know, any other YouTube video, I'm just going to put things where I can. If someone does a tip, I take all the tips we email and I also put them on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
So yep. you don't constantly, you know, reuse your stuff or just use it everywhere, but don't forget social media as a form of communication.
I want to reiterate that because I, as somebody who's created thousands of pieces of content, I can tell you that there are times when I've gotten really overwhelmed with, oh my God, I got to create something new. And somebody on my team is like, dude, just go back into the archives and tweak something that we have.
Yep.
Take one, like if I had a, you know, five ways to blah, 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 I could go back in and take way number three. And now I could make that a short video.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And so I've already done the work. And so I think I'm just sharing my experience. I've put a lot of pressure on myself for the years to always have to say something new and fresh in our content. And that's not always the case. Like with anything, the example I use all the time is when I start getting to the point where I feel like I'm saying the same things all over again every yeah. day, Neil and here in the fight, he's like, dude, Dave Ramsey's been saying the same baby steps for yep. 30 years. And that's the same with any industry. You're always going to have kind of your core talking points and things like that. But I think other things people could do content on, Laura, and I think social media is great for this, is all the things you said, but also talking about like your company values.
Like, oh yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that we've started to do is I've started to make some of my Instagram posts and things like that around my values. Heiner talked about that at Mile High Profit Summit a little bit yep. where, you know, he talked also about, we had it up on the screen. One of the most powerful posts he ever did was when his son got bullied. And then he shared the story of how he got bullied as a kid and he tied it in to how they run their company with respect. And Blaine was yep. brilliant the way that he did it because he opened up.
Now, Tom, there's one point I want to make about social media that you have to be careful of, and especially the younger people. This is not a place for politics or personal mm-hmm. opinions. I cringe. You know, and someone once said to me, just within the past year, they're like, I can't tell your politics from Facebook. And you know what my reply was?
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to tell my politics from Facebook. That is not, I say kittens and kids, that's my Facebook. But, you know, especially with a business, you just have to be careful and remember, anyone can see this. And just like, you know, unless you're saying I'm only going to work for blah, 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 like people just like me,
yeah.
you need to be open to keeping your mouth quiet.
Well, it's funny. I'm not surprised you went there, but I thought you were going to go, and this applies to text, email, blogs, everything, but social media. I thought you were going to talk, because you said, especially the younger people.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring up grammar.
please.
All right, listen, this is coming from a guy. I was in the Marine Corps. We were going to the ground invasion into Desert Storm and all this other stuff. I was like, well, I was 20, 21 years old, whatever it was. The day before we were doing the ground invasion, I got a letter in the mail from my mom's mom, my grandmother, we called her Mammy. And the letter was a little post-it note that says, honey, I love you. Hope all's well. Please check out the enclosed letter. And I opened the letter and it was my letter I wrote to her, and she graded it and sent it back to me. with proper grammar and punctuation and shit like that. All right. So I've been highly corrected in my lifetime. My God. All right. It was funny as hell because that was just totally her. She's like, she was a stickler for that. But guys, girls, proofread what you do before you send a text or email. All right.
And what I like to say is, Tom, take it a step further, read it out loud.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything you do, read it out loud, because that's the best way to catch every word and catch everything. Don't just read it, say it.
Well, think about this. If you're going to, if you expect some, no, if you are going to drop $20,000 on something with someone and you're communicating with me, I would expect some capital letters. You know, I can forgive like a spelling error here and there, you know, whatever.
No, or TY, like, for thank you. I get that.
Yeah, but yeah, I get
some
that.
Some of these are just elegant.
When you start a sentence with I, like I is in me,
and it's a
lowercase I, it's like, I don't know. Some of you listen to this right now going, oh, it's no big deal. No, listen, everything matters. How you do one thing is how you do everything.
You know? Not only that, but if your clients are all also 19, then maybe that's different. When you're dealing with people of various socioeconomic, various levels of education, you need to, you know, be on your best. Assume someone is a, you know, 60-year-old highly educated lawyer that, you know, wants to hear sentences.
Well, here's the other thing we won't go deep into, but guys, the more you are coming across building trust, all this other stuff, the less important money is. Okay. I will tell you that right now. If you got shitty looking website, inconsistent marketing, bad images, all the things we were talking about here, you're looking like, you know, you don't give a shit about how you communicate on a text or whatever it is. Now money is a bigger deal because the trust isn't there.
Right.
So that's huge. This is all part of the experience.
And I'm not going to trust someone that, right, like you said, sends me like a, you know, one sentence text with no grammar that I can't even understand.
Yep.
Just like, wow, who writes this?
All right. What's your last one?
Okay. My last one is one that's going to sound a little weird, but hear me out. Gifts, presents. We're really good at this. So when I say that presents are a form of communication, like I mentioned earlier, we're behind. So, and some clients, you know, we called them, but I wanted to take it a step further. And I actually purchased a bunch of real little ponds, like tiny little, like they're called fairy ponds. And we sent them to each client who's waiting and said, here's a little pond to get you started. Come on. Good one, right?
That's a good one. That's a good one. How's that going?
Great. The people are like, oh my God, I love my little pond. Thank you so much.
Well, it shows that you're thinking about them, right?
Because you said
this, these are the people that are waiting, right?
Yep. They're already my clients.
Yep. And there's a lot of people waiting right now in all of our industries. So I think this is the point here for everybody listening is do something to keep the relationship warm, to let them know that you're thinking about them, that you
haven't
just
dropped off the planet. And it could be something clever, like, you know, if you're a painter, like a little painter Barbie, like painter with a tiny can of paint, you know, be creative. Be like, Barbie's going to get started while we're finishing up, you know, I know. So you like that one? There's little cute things you can do that just, again, you're communicating, you send flowers, you send, you know, whatever it is, just stay in touch and let people know consistently that you remember them.
That's good. Because again, everybody listening, this is how you differentiate. This is how you listen, marketing and the experience and all that. The most important thing you want to do is you want to get attention. You want to be noticed, right? In addition to being consistent, all that stuff we talk about, but like, one of the reasons that your marketing, your website, your ads, your, you know, direct mail, your email marketing or whatever isn't quote unquote working is you're not being different. You're blending in. You sound like everybody else. And so the things that Laura shared with us here today, right up into this little gift thing she's talking about, it's different. And different is, I heard this a long time ago. I'm going to butcher the quote and I don't remember who said it.
But it wasn't you.
It wasn't me originally. But it was basically like, stop trying to be better and try to be different.
I love it.
Yeah. So that was the point of the quote.
Because what is better? You know, better is just, and I also like to take it one step further than that, is treat people like you want to be treated.
Yeah.
So I think that goes along with it.
We want to be communicated with.
Mm-hmm. We want to be heard. That's it.
Well, I love it. This is good stuff. And guys, don't blow this stuff off. This is where your edge is. Your edge is in the details of this stuff.
Yep.
That's the edge. And I think every single one of our companies, mine included, can always refine these little edges, right? These little details. We can always be striving to get better. I mean, Laura, when did you start doing this gift thing for people that are waiting, right? Just recently, right? This year.
Correct.
So it's not like you arrived years ago. You continually to grow and you continue to listen to your clients and really go to them where they're at, which is why you continue to be creative with these things. So that's good shit.
And you know, we didn't used to text before we call. It's looking at the results you're getting and then being willing to make changes.
Yep.
No matter how successful you are.
There you go. Well, listen, you mentioned Heiner and some of the builders and stuff that you're working with and stuff. Tell us a little bit about Landscape Marketing Secrets.
Sure. And that's just a name I probably should change because now I do lots of industries. But I do weekly tips and monthly newsletters for all kinds of clients. I like painting tips. I like builder tips. I like plumbing tips. I like electrical tips, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. So what I do is I write the stuff, which is awesome. I do your marketing for you. So write the tips, send them out in your tone, your voice, your MailChimp. Everything comes from you, but I do the work.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this now?
5 years.
Is it five? And I was going to say four, but it's five. Wow.
5 years ago. And I'm so excited. I just sent my 1,000th invoice. The little things. I'm like, oh my God, you're 1,000th person. It's like, great, whatever. What do I get? Cool. Yeah, you get kudos. And my clients have been with me for years. And you mm-hmm. know, Matt Heiner, it's just the clients really, I work with Mike Klotz mm-hmm. in New Jersey and just all kinds of people that have really grown and learned to love what I do. And the best part, the favorite part for them, is they don't have to do it.
Well, that's so
that goes
where I
down.
Was,
if you're not going to do it, hire out, right?
Tom? Well, that's how many of us all have something in our business that we know we need to do. And I bitch about the marketing stuff with people all the time. I'm like, you guys, you have to do that. You have to, just because you're committed to marketing and being the champion of your company of the marketing initiative and all that shit, doesn't mean you have to do everything. It just means you have to make sure it gets done. And this is a great resource with you guys, which is why we wanted to have Laura back on here and talk about this stuff, because there are a lot of things up in the air that you got to do as a business owner. But you will not have a business if you don't have leads. So you got to have leads, you got to have sales. And I love what you're doing. I think it's meeting a huge need. So
thank you.
So if somebody wants to learn more about what you got going on, they want to check out your podcast, all that stuff, where do they go?
Yep. So they can go to my website, which is LandscapeMarketingSecrets.com.
There you go. We'll put that in the show notes. And
yeah, thanks. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, you can text me or email me. The email is Laura@LandscapeMarketingSecrets.com. Or you can even text me at 215-805-8257.
There you go. Look at that. Making it easy to communicate. Cool. We'll get all that in the show notes. But Laura, I appreciate the tips and the conversation here around communication. Listen, those of you that are not pulling the trigger to get your email marketing done and all the other things that we talked about, to have a conversation with Laura. She'll take good care of you. She knows what she's doing. And Laura, I super appreciate you being back.
Thanks, Tom.
Cool. You rock. Everybody give us a rating on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it these days, so that this can get into the ears of other contractors and we can help more people bring respect and dignity back to the trades, stop stealing from their families, all that good stuff. And we will see you guys next time. I'm out.